Granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'auzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching the Madani news of Dawat Islami, and these are the headlines.
Ameer Ahlus-Sunnat pays condolences upon the death of various people, offers dua for the forgiveness of the departed. Ameer Ahlus-Sunnat offers a special dua for people suffering from illnesses and difficulties. The devotees Rasool meet with the successor of Ameer Ahlus-Sunnat at the Global Madni Markaz Faizan-e-Madina. Voluntary fasts are observed after Eid al-Fitr at Faizan-e-Madina, Faisalabad, Punjab. The Islamic Brothers have the honor to have Sahri with the head of Pakistan Mushawarat. Maulana Haji Abdul Habib Attari presents the invitation towards righteousness to the local business community in Johannesburg. The mission is to spread the Sunan. A Sunnah-inspired istima is held at Faizan-e-Madina, Mandi Warburton, Punjab. An Eid get-together istima is held at Phuleli in Hyderabad, Sindh. Good news for the devotees of Rasool residing in UK and other areas. Darul Madina International Islamic Schooling System is established under Dawat Islami on a vast area. After renovation of rooms, primary and secondary classes will commence next year. A Madrasatul Madina and Jamiatul Madina will be established, and other religious activities will also be carried out in this building.
First of all, let's listen to a condolence message of Ameer Ahlus-Sunnat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi, in which he paid condolences upon the death of various people and offered dua for their forgiveness.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen As-salatu was-salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin Qabr par mitti dalne wale ki maghfirat ho gayi Maktabatul Madina ki risale murde ke sadme پیج نمبر دو پر ہے کہ ایک شخص کو انتقال کے بعد کسی نے خواب میں دیکھ کر پوچھا ما فعل اللہ بھی کا یعنی اللہ پاک نے آپ کے ساتھ کیا معاملہ فرمایا جواب دیا میرے اعمال تولے گئے گناہوں کا وزن بڑھ گیا پھر ایک تھیلی میری نیکیوں کے پلڑے میں ڈالی گئی جس سے الحمدللہ میری نیکیوں کا پلڑا بھاری ہو گیا اور میری بخشش ہو گئی جب اس تھیلی کو کھولا گیا تو اس میں وہ مٹی تھی جو میں نے ایک مسلمان کی تدفین کے وقت اس کی قبر پر ڈالی تھی حوالہ ملقات المفاتیح جن چار پیج نمبر 189 انا للہ و انا الیہ راجعون میں تمام سوگواروں سے تعزیت کرتا ہوں اور صبر و ہمت سے کام لینے کی تلقین الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی خاتم النبیین یا رب المصطفی جل جلالہ وصلی اللہ تعالی علیہ والہ وسلم یا اللہ پاک ان کے تمام چھوٹے بڑے چھپے ظاہر جانے انجانے ہونے والے گناہ معاف فرما پروردگار عالم ان کی قبر جنت کا باغ بنے رحمت کے پھولوں سے ڈھکے تا حشر نور مصطفیٰ کے صدقے جگمگاتی رہے یا اللہ پاک قبر کا اندھیرا بے شک تنگی سب دور ہو یا اللہ پاک تمام سوگواروں کو صبر جمیل اور صبر جمیل پر عزیز جزیل رحمت آمین بجاہ خاتم النبیین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم تمام سوگوار صبر و ہمت سے کام لیں اللہ رب العزت کی رحمت سے مایوس نہ ہو اللہ کریم کی رضا پر راضی رہیں سب نے دنیا سے جانا ہے جی ہاں اپنی بھی عنقریب باری آنی ہے موت آنی ہی آنی ہے جانی ہے کوئی بھی یہاں ہمیشہ رہنے کے لیے نہیں آیا جانے والے کے لیے خوب دعائیں مغفرت کی جائے اس والے ثواب کیا جائے ہو سکے تو صدقہ جاریہ کے کام کیے جائے مگر بے صبری ہرگز نہ کی جائے نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہے گناہوں سے پاک سنت و بری زندگی گزارے دعوت اسلامی کے دینی ماحول سے ہر دم وابستہ رہے ذہن نصیب مرحوم کے اس والے ثواب کے لیے اللہ رب العزت کے دیے ہوئے مال میں سے مسجد بنا دیجیے یا مسجد کی تعمیر میں حصہ ہی لے لیجیے صلی اللہ علیہ محمد
Let's give you Madani news about the meeting of the successor of Ameer Ahlus-Sunnat with the devotees of Rasool.
The devotees of Rasool traveling in Madani kaflas from various cities met with the beloved son of Ameer Ahlus-Sunnat, Maulana Haji Ubaid Raza Tari Madani at the Global Madani Markaz Faizan-e-Madina. The beloved son of Ameer Ahlus-Sunnat delivered a reforming bayan amongst the Islamic brothers.
قیامت کے دن نیکیاں کرنے والے نیک کام کرنے والے کہ جنہوں نے دنیا میں نیک کام کیے جنہوں نے دنیا میں نیکیاں کمائیں جنہوں نے دنیا میں اچھے اعمال کیے وہ قیامت کے دن خوش و خرم ہوں گے شاد و فرحاں ہوں گے بالکل خوشی میں ہوں گے جبکہ برائیاں کرنے والے جنہوں نے برائیاں کی، جنہوں نے گناہ کیے، جنہوں نے بد اخلاقیاں کی، جنہوں نے لوگوں پر ظلم کیا، جنہوں نے نمازیں چھوڑی، وہ حیران اور پریشان ہوں گے، وہ تکالیف میں ہوں گے۔ کوئی نیکی معمولی سمجھ کر، چھوٹی سمجھ کر چھوڑنی نہیں چاہیے۔ اسی طرح کوئی گناہ، چھوٹے سے چھوٹا گناہ بھی، اسے ہلکا جان کر، معمولی سمجھ کر، تھوڑا جان کر اسے کرنا نہیں چاہیے، بلکہ اسے بچنا چاہیے۔ کہ یہ ہے تو اللہ تعالیٰ کی نافرمانی، تاکہ میدان محشر ہماری نیکیاں ہمیں کام آئیں اور گناہوں سے بچنا ہمیں کام آئیں۔
The beloved son of Amir al-Sunnat motivated the devotees of Rasool to spread Sunnah, present the invitation towards righteousness and learn religious education. In the end, Maulana Haji Ubaid Raza Tari Madani blessed the Islamic brothers with prayers.
Let's inform our viewers that voluntary fasts were observed at Faizan-e-Madina Faisalabad, for which the Islamic brothers had the honor to have Sahri with the head of Pakistan Mushawarat, Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari, and also offered Fajr Salah with Jamaat.
Rukn-e Shura and head of Pakistan Mushawarat, Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari, had Sahri or voluntary fast observed after Eid, along with the Islamic brothers participating in rulings of Salah course at the Madani Markaz Faizan-e-Madina in Madina Town, Faisalabad, Punjab, in which the participants of the course and other representatives participated. Before Sahri, Tahajjud Salah was offered. After Fajr Salah, the head of Pakistan Mushawarat recited the commentary of the Holy Quran, Shajar al-Sharif and Arado Wazaif. In the end, Rukn-e Shura and head of Pakistan Mushawarat, Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari, offered dua.
Let's take our viewers to South Africa, where Rukn-e Shura Maulana Haji Abdulabib Attari is currently traveling. Meanwhile, Rukn-e Shura presented the invitation towards righteousness to the local business community and other devotees of Rasool, and took part in other religious activities in Johannesburg. Let's watch the visuals in this Madani news.
Rukn-e Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat-e Islami Maulana Abdulabib Attari is on South Africa tour, during which Rukn-e Shura met with business community and other devotees of Rasool in Johannesburg and presented the invitation towards righteousness. On this occasion, Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Muntazilul Ali and other representatives of Dawat-e Islami were also present. Rukn-e Shura motivated the Islamic brothers to participate in the religious activities and construction of masajid under Khuddam al-Masajid wal-Madaris. In the end, Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Muntazilul Ali offered dua, and Rukn-e Shura met with the Islamic brothers.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, wasf bayan karte hain sare sango shajar chand sitare tasbih
The devotees of Rasool traveling in Madani kaflas from various areas to Faizan-e-Madina Jhor town Lahore met with Rukn-e Shura Haji Yafur Azad Tari. He provided guidance to them on spreading the invitation towards righteousness.
Upon the call of Amir al-Sunnat, the devotees of Rasool had the honor of traveling in Madani kaflas during the days of Eid al-Fitr at the Madani Markaz Faizan-e-Madina in Jhor town Lahore, Punjab. The Islamic brothers met with Rukn-e Shura Haji Yafur Azad Tari, and the Islamic brothers were motivated to value their time and to carry out religious work of Dawat-e Islami with restraint.
At the Madani Markaz Faizan-e-Madina Masjid in Mandi Warburton, Punjab, a Sunnah-inspired istima was held for the devotees of Rasool, during which Rukn-e Markazi Majlis-e Shura of Dawat-e Islami Haji Muhammad Azhar Attari motivated the participants to perform worship in abundance and spread the invitation towards righteousness.
A Sunnah-inspired istima was held for the devotees at Rasool in the Madina Masjid in Mandi Warburton, Punjab, in which Muattakib Islamic brothers of 1 month and last 10 days and other devotees of Rasool were also present. Moreover, the representatives of various departments of Dawat-e Islami were also present. Rukn-e Shura Haji Muhammad Azhar Attari delivered a Sunnah-inspired bayan and motivated the participants to carry out good deeds, recite the Holy Quran, offer Salah regularly, act upon Sunnah and keep following Sharia. Rukn-e Shura motivated the Islamic brothers to keep carrying out 12 religious activities for perseverance in worship like Ramadan. In the end, Rukn-e Shura met with the participants of the istima.
Beside this, an Eid get-together istima was held at Phuleli in Hyderabad, Sindh, during which Rukn-e Shura Haji Muhammad Ayaz Attari delivered a Sunnah-inspired bayan and motivated the devotees of Rasool to travel in Madani kaflas and attain religious knowledge.
Daawat-e-Islami hai, ye Daawat-e-Islami hai, Daawat-e-Islami hai, ye Daawat-e-Islami hai.
A Sunnah-inspired istima was held with respect to remembering Ramadan in Humayun Masjid in Phuleli, Fazal Town, Hyderabad, Sindh, in which Muattakib Islamic brothers of 1 month and last 10 days of Ramadan, other devotees of Rasool as well as representative Islamic brothers were also present. Rukn-e Shura Haji Haji Azad Tari delivered a sunnah inspired bayan and motivated the participants of the istima to spread sunnah, learn and impart religious education and travel in Madani kaflas, upon which many Islamic brothers presented themselves right away. In the end, Rukneshwara Haji Ayazat Tari distributed gifts amongst the Islamic brothers who collected Madani donations during Ramadan Mubarak. Moreover, Salatu Salam was recited.
A social media influencer from South Korea, Daud Kim, came to Pakistan. He also visited the Madani Markaz Faizan Madina of Daud Islami at Johor Town, Lahore, where Daud Kim attended a sunnah inspired bayan of Rukneshwara Haji Yapur Azat Tari and also met with him.
A social media influencer from South Korea, Daud Kim, visited Pakistan. Thereafter, he visited the Madani Markaz Faizan Madina, Johor Town, Lahore. Rukneshwara Haji Yapur Azat Tari and other representatives welcomed him. Daud Kim attended the sunnah inspired istima and listened to Rukneshwara Haji Yapur Azat Tari's bayan, which was interpreted in Korean language by an Islamic brother. While talking to the attendees of the istima, Daud Kim expressed delight upon his visit to Faizan Madina.
I'm so happy that I become a Muslim, and I'm so proud. And I'm so happy that I come here, and I think this is the plan of Allah, subhanAllah. I'm so happy that Allah give me the answer me and let me know the purpose of life. And I'm so happy Allah guide my life. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for meeting. And I'm so happy to Allah, for the sake of Allah, He gave me chance to meet you guys. So I'm so happy. And I'm a part of Islam, and I'm so happy to meet you guys in especially Pakistan, Lahore. And I hope may Allah bless all of our Muslim brothers and sisters.
Rukneshwara, along with Daud Kim and other representatives, visited the shrine of Hazrat Sayyiduna Abul Hasan Data Ali Hajweri Rahmatullahi Alayhi and offered Fatiha.
We have some tragic news for our viewers. In Hyderabad, Sindh, the wife of Muhammad Umar Attari, the brother of a representative of media department, Muhammad Arif Attari, passed away by the will of Allah Almighty. Her funeral salah was offered at a plot adjacent to the Madani Markaz Faizan Madina, Afandi Town, Hyderabad, in which the family members, relatives, and friends of Muhammad Umar Attari, local devotees of Rasool, and other representatives participated. Muballigh Dawat Islami led the funeral salah and offered dua for her forgiveness. Let's give you some delightful news from the UK, where a splendid building spanning over a vast area has been acquired by Daud Islami in Stoke-on-Trent. A branch of Darul Madina International Islamic Schooling System and other departments will be established in this building. Let's learn more in this Madani news.
The religious movement of the devotees Rasool is spreading the teachings of Quran and Sunnah all around the world. Daud Islami is engaged in progressing in religious activities in the country and abroad. Alhamdulillah, Daud Islami has acquired a more than 1 acre building in Trent, West Midland, UK, where after renovations, regular classes will begin at Darul Madina Islamic Schooling System at the beginning of the new year, and at the same time, branches of Madrasatul Madina and Jamiatul Madina for teaching and memorizing the Holy Quran will be established in this building. It should be noted that in this branch, which will be established in Darul Madina, students will be gradually introduced to religious and worldly sciences in pre-primary and secondary classes.
उम्मत की है खैर खाही
दावत इस्लाम जिंदाबाद
बाअमल हमको है बनाती
दावत इस्लाम जिंदाबाद
रहमान की रहमत है ये दावत इस्लामी रहमान की रहमत है ये दावत इस्लामी शैतान की हलाकत है ये दावत इस्लामी
दावत इस्लामी है ये दावत इस्लामी है दावत इस्लामी है ये दावत इस्लामी है.
While visiting the sprawling building, the head of Wales spoke with Madani News.
Fantastic news, Alhamdulillah Azzawajal. Another amazing milestone achieved by Dawat-e-Islami. Have a look, this building behind me, absolutely beautiful and a huge building. This building, Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, now Dawat-e-Islami has successfully acquired. This will be an Islamic education center to propagate the Islamic education to the adults, children, young, old, men, women, many more activities of Dawat-e-Islami will be starting in this place, inshallah. It will be a pre-primary and secondary school for the Islamic education and the worldly education, which we will teach also about the maths, science, physics, and other worldly knowledge as well. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, it will also be a huge Islamic university, Jamiatul Madina, in Stoke-on-Trent. From here, we can propagate the Islamic knowledge. Our scholars will be produced from this building, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Everything will be free of charge. Dawat-e-Islami will also be opening a branch of Madrasatul Madina here in this building, Stoke-on-Trent, UK, in which we will teach about the Quran and the fundamental Nazra and Hifz Quran, and all free of charge for your children. We need approximately £350,000 to renovate this building, Stoke-on-Trent. You can see we need to do a lot of work here in this building, so please donate generously. It will be a huge sawab jariya for you and your family.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you have been watching the Madani News of Dawat-e-Islami. Please fill the booklet of pious deeds. We will be back with more, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. For more information and previous news, visit dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madani Channel. We will neither commit nor listen to backbiting. We will neither lie nor cause others to lie. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Dawat-e-Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity, ya Rabb.